Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. How are you? Can you hear me okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just yeah, feel you like- sound great.
I don't feel like I sound great. I feel like everything's a little messed up.
It's the cold weather.
I did a very, very serious dive into my studio over the weekend, and so I think I may have be a little paranoid about that, but it is so pretty in here right now. It is so pretty. All the cables are gone.
I'm pretty.
All the cables are gone, and but now I can't hear, so that's
And we
that.
Can still hear you.
We can.
And see That's you good. Even with all the cables gone.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, as I tell people that with technology comes space. Used to be very clunky.
Yeah.
Cell phones, everything else. But, you know, it's better now. And we are back here on Tuesday. And hope you enjoyed your extended weekend,
did
gentlemen.
Did you save the wires and the cables as previous engineers have done
everything,
in the past?
If it's taken out, it's gone.
It's gone.
And I would like to say to the waste management people of Southwest Florida,
yeah,
and the individuals who not only we did a deep dive in the studio, we did a deep dive in my son's room, and I'm such an ass. When I sit there and I hide just to watch the trash collection because I'm almost embarrassed by the amount of stuff that's outside, including a, like, I don't even, to call it an antique is to give it too much credit, but it's this giant, clunky chair that we have had in the bedroom that I have repaired probably 9 times, got nails,
what
screws,
kind of
glue.
Chair is it? Is it a wooden chair?
It's a wooden chair, and it's the chair that Carla has, the clunky chair she has for her clunky video game that was in a clunky bar that she got clunky.
Oh, I remember that. So now it's
Megatouch. It was Megatouch.
Wasn't Megatouch, didn't it have a brief life on the kitchen counter?
It did. It did.
And now it's on a, well, with the chair gone, where does it go?
So silly. It went out to the street.
You threw away Megatouch?
No. Megatouch stayed. I'm sorry. The chair went.
Oh, okay. Where is Megatouch now?
I don't know. Megatouch is in another corner of the bedroom that she, that she accepted. That's how that works.
I see.
I am more focused on the fact that Mike is now the old man looking out the window watching the trash man.
I am.
Yeah.
I can't lie about it.
But
I
it's a true pleasure. It really, really is. It, the only
to
thing
see real
more,
men work?
No, the only thing more pleasurable than to watch people take things away is to actually make the run yourself and get things that people have thrown away.
They lingered because there was some stuff that came out of my son's room.
Yeah.
that was very, very valuable. You know, as far as sneakers and stuff, we didn't do a Goodwill trip on this one because it was all scattered. So we didn't have like one dedicated clothes.
Did you put it in trash bags? Or is it just like sneakers thrown on the curb?
We put it in trash bags.
We normally tie the laces together and throw them on a power line.
That's wonderful, Mike Ehrman Trout. You know.
So, but were the shoes at least in pairs, or if they wanted a pair of his size 8s, would they have to like dig through to find the match?
The studio was my deal, and the bedroom, Michael's bedroom, was his. I mean, this is stuff that's been around since he's been a baby. We've had this closet that's been unmanageable for him, and we're
dozens,
space challenged
dozens
like
of
everybody.
Unwashed bottles and dishes that had formula.
No, we stay on his ass about the dirty dishes, but the clutter was the closet from when he was a little toddler. That's
so
what
you
we
actually,
had over there.
You moved the closet stuff from Manassas to Florida and reestablished a messy
closet?
No, because
he's been raised down here, Rob. He was a baby
well, yeah,
up
but,
in Manassas.
But, so he was, like, but when you say he was a baby, I just want to know when this closet started. Because he
this
did.
Closet,
not a real when, baby, like when, a little kid.
When okay. did we move down here? We moved down here 10 years ago. So he was maybe 3.
He was little, yeah. Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
And it's just incredible.
Did you
how
have
much
enough
stuff.
Stuff on the counter, that, or the counter, the on the curb that you had to call for a large trash pickup?
I did not have to call for anything. I just looked out the window.
And the chair was gone.
I don't believe you have to call for a large pickup in Florida.
We're talking about a chair. We're talking about a plastic, what do they call it, a toy chest. Uh-huh. One of those old Fisher-Price toy chests.
I still have my toy box from when I was little.
We're talking about a metal mic stand that I had no use for.
Like a floor stand?
Like a floor stand that you would use like for a band that was performing.
Right.
But they lingered, and I think they may... I would hope... And we can ask this question because I don't know the answer because I've never worked in waste management nor had friends that worked in it. Well, I do have a buddy that runs ran a waste management thing up in Massachusetts, but I'm going to say
this. Was his name Tony Soprano?
No, but he sounds like it. My buddy Mitch. It's like, oh, that's a good shot, Michael.
Oh, that guy. I remember him.
That guy, yeah.
Yeah.
And the question is, one of the great perks I would imagine of working in waste management is if there is something that is choice, that goes home with the crew, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't that be
accurate? Well, you get first pick, yeah. But you see, the problem would be if you're on a waste management truck, there's no place to put something of any size because, you know, you've got the cab and the rest of it is just
I'm thinking
truck.
More, the only thing I glanced at a pair of like 7 or 8 year old, 8 or 9 year old sneakers.
Mm-hmm.
And not how old they were, 4 and 8 or 9 year old.
So they could have gone into the cab. I don't think he's going to take the wooden chair.
I don't know what, no, the chair, I hope they don't take the chair because the next person sits on the chair might collapse. That's how
in
how
that
bad
case,
it is.
I hope they do take the chair.
But this studio now is, you know, I realize how much show we do. I mean, we don't just do a show. We have taste tests. We have beverages consumed. We have specialty shows in here. And this desk definitely, you know, showed every bit of it.
Did it need a Windexing?
It needed what did I use?
Oh, you used one of those pre-moistened towelettes, I'm sure. Yep. Oh, what is that? Glow?
That's orange glow.
Is that made by the people that make Fabuloso?
Nope. No, I don't believe so. This is its own product, it looks like. Orange glow.
Mm.
Hey, Rob, it's got real Valencia orange oil.
Hey. Oranges are different. Just no, like Hope and Crosby.
No wax, water, or alcohol. And by the way, Josh, did you see how I tried to get Rob right before the show about sounds and he sent them to me? He knows me better than I know myself. He knows. He knows.
He snuck him in there.
He snuck him in at the wire. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It still counts.
Right.
Even though he got it in at the, he made that feel. When did you start in earnest? Tell the truth now. In earnest. The real work of grabbing some sounds and sending them down the line to me.
When I went to bed last night, I knew the four that I wanted to grab.
Okay.
And one of them, upon listening to again, was not acceptable. So you got three today, and I pulled them this morning at about 7:30 when I sat down.
All right. And sent them to me at 9.
Well, I mean, whenever I sat down, I started doing them, and then I sent them to you.
Much appreciated.
You're welcome.
I should have. I was trying to grab Billy Bob lines from Landman, and that's problematic because it usually is with a brand new television show. But I will say that
Mike, the problem is that, and I was looking for a Billy Bob line, is that they run music under him a lot, and that makes it less useful for us.
The
luckily, there's no music under the Sam Elliott.
What surfaced for Billy Bob though, and I just can't play him on the regular show still because of our friend Steve Bridges out in Iowa, who I'd like to book on the show at some point, get him back on. It was, you know, kind of went away right after we tried to get him on the show, right? We canceled and then he canceled.
He's going through some stuff, but we'll coordinate.
He's going through some stuff, and so we'd love to get him back on the show. But all I got was stuff I would have loved to play from Bad Santa. And Bad Santa is every single clip is the F word. Yeah. Every single clip. And it's just choice. Made me laugh out loud.
If this most recent episode, I'll rewatch it, if the clips of him yelling at God will work. Because they were all pretty good. But I don't know if out of context they're as good. That's the problem.
The exchanges between Santa and his elf are particularly
choice. The little guy is good.
In my humble opinion. They sound good to me.
But the whole scene where he's approached by the mother in the food court, That's what makes the movie to me.
And the one that I had, yeah, and that, of course, is punctuated by I'm on my effing break.
Exactly.
But my favorite is the part two of it. You know, you think you can make my life any worse, give it your best shot.
And the way he says
what
shot.
What a great line. What a, yeah.
Shot.
Yeah, with his mouth full.
Yeah.
You think you can make my life any worse, you can give it, you think you make your my life any more miserable, you can give it your best shot.
Shot. Yeah. You know, when he gets older, he might really sound like Sam Elliott.
He is older. He's almost 70 years old.
Yeah, but
old.
he's not old like Sam Elliott old.
No, and but Sam Elliott old is
probably playing, only 10 years older than him.
And also playing older than he actually even is. I think he's and he does a great job with it. Getting back to that that show Landman. This is the question I have since we have there's the finale, right? That we had this past weekend.
The finale. Season finale, yeah.
The question I have, are people really divided or are they just trying to make controversy to even sell the show more?
Where are you hearing this controversy? Maybe
I've heard that people say that the show went from creating chaos where there were explosions and oil rig fires and this and that to Billy's just signing papers and stuff. And then I've also heard that the conservative bent of the show is turning people off, and you don't get any more.
I'm not hearing that in the show.
Yeah,
a conservative.
Well, I hear the conservative bent. I think it's perfectly legit.
But it's based in characterization. It's not like the show is preaching to us.
It's Texas oil. It's big oil. There's nothing more conservative in America than big oil.
But remember, there's a lot of people who want to cut friends out of their family, out of their life for being conservative, let alone, of course, they're going to cut TV shows out as well if they hint at a conservative view.
And for those people that may be listening right now that are contemplating cutting friends out of their lives, too conservative, I'd just like to say, you go right ahead.
Give it your best shot.
Go ahead and do it. Please do it. I have plenty of acquaintances and I have coworkers that are very valuable to me that I do not want to jeopardize the relationship. But as far as people that maybe you have traveled with or broken bread with or visit their homes, go ahead, sever it.
People that you are tangentially friends with.
Yeah. Sever the connection and move to Denmark now.
But I agree. I don't think Landman's preachy. I think it does show conservative people how they are in those situations.
We've had two seasons to establish those characters, and they're I'd say 90% of the characters on that show are great.
And you are dealing with an industry that is traditionally under fire from the left. It is.
Yeah.
The big oil industry.
Of course.
And by the way, I'm all for that, too. Mm-hmm. I think fossil fuels, you know, we know what the fossil fuels do. So the very the very fact that they're in Texas and dealing with this, of course they'd be conservative.
I remember, there was a comment early on this season about The View that people got upset about. And it's like, that's what Tommy would think about The View.
100%. There's plenty to go around when you are going to direct your hate towards the right.
Yeah.
There are plenty of opportunities. By God, you get one every hour with this administration. Don't pick on a show that's beautifully written. I found the finale of Landman to be old school Hollywood suite.
Lovely.
I thought it was just great. Where we got fired, and by the way, is that it for Demi? Do you think, or will she still be?
Oh, she'll
on the
still
show?
Be there. She'll still be there because she'll be in the the sidelines with the newly heavy Andy Garcia.
Oh yeah, and Andy Garcia, who is a great henchman. So
yeah,
that's
he is.
Good.
And you know,
Tommy's going to have to clean up her mess.
Yeah, yeah. This is, and she'll
because she's
ask
getting
him
older,
back.
Mike.
Stop it. It's not an incontinence problem.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that's what the surgery did to her.
Different spilled oil.
I'm, I go back to that show and I say to myself, is there a better written show on television? I certainly can't think of one right now. That's
60 minutes before it got canceled. No, it's very well written.
Do you have to?
Matt Locke would be the
other. Can you stop with the 60 minutes joke, please?
Nope. Only when it rears its head.
No, it didn't rear its ugly head. It didn't. You just forced it in there every day with your obsessive compulsiveness.
Well, do you think it would be good if in the third season of Landman, Demi Moore got her hands on the substance again? And she turned into the monster like she did in that movie on Netflix?
I think that Demi Moore drives me nuts because of one thing, and that's her
voice is just so...
Well, her voice has always been like that, though.
I suppose you're right.
I remember back on the... when you actually had her in studio a billion years ago in the morning show, and she did one of those endorsement tapes. It was...
We did not have her in the studio.
No, you did, because it was...
We had her mother in the studio.
You had her and Emilio Estevez in the studio when they were promoting, I think, St. Elmo's Fire, because you had an endorsement tape from them.
Oh, my God, that was before the mother.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
And the tape was...
A long time ago.
Hello, this is Emilio Estevez, and this is Demi Moore. It scared me, yeah.
You know you're old.
I am old.
When you don't...
Oh, you're old, too.
You know you're old when you don't remember... big stars that you've had on the show.
That's why you've got me.
Well, you're probably then at the point that you need a physical therapist.
Like the one. And she's great, too. She's just a great little character. Really, really fantastic.
Her real name is, I believe, Penny. Wasn't it Penny?
You know, and I also like the daughter, finally, because that, I think,
that was great closure of her moving on.
He's sensitive to the audience. And I was looking at that going, that's a little over the top if they're just going to move to the hotel with the cheerleaders and leave it at that.
Well, they brought it back.
Although that would be the way it would probably really go.
Well, actually, Mike wants his own sequel called Hotel Man.
And Hotel Man.
He's just that lives in the hotel with those ladies.
But boy, just satisfying. And it's great to get things that don't let you down. And, onward and upward and more. There's another one coming out. He churns them out one right after the other. Another one looks like it might be great as well. They're not all going to be. But there are more Taylor Sheridan projects that I've enjoyed over the last 5 years than anything else on television.
You know what he is, Mike?
And I'm happy about that.
The modern day Dick Wolf.
Who's Dick Wolf?
Dick Wolf did all the Law and Order stuff. And he had like six shows going
at
once,
too. You feed into it.
I do. It's just like, it's what he wants to do. He doesn't, it's not going to entertain anybody. It's not going to educate anybody.
It educates people.
It's going to give one man a satisfaction to say, look what I know.
Well, Mike, don't you think it's sort of odd for one creator?
Selfishness.
That one creator would have that many shows on television. And it's not unprecedented, but it is uncommon. It's all I'm saying.
This year he has Why Marshals, which I guess is a Yellowstone spinoff.
Okay.
And then he's got something with Michelle Pfeiffer and Kurt Russell called The Madison.
Okay, there it is.
Takes place at my high school.
The Madison looks good. Let me just test this soundboard out because I have a new studio in here. Hold on. Let's see. Nope, that's not working. So I'll get cracking on that and see what we can do.
Mike, I actually I had a thought over the weekend because it was an extended weekend that I didn't realize that Denmark had such, close ties with Greenland, and Greenland's been in the news lately, and they kept referring to the Danish prime minister. And I was thinking it would be fun this week if we could book the Danish prime minister, but mostly he just wants to talk about pastry.
So you did some writing on the
a little bit.
Some writing in your brain.
You get away with it. You can't keep getting away with it.
Rob and I had a conversation this weekend where he said, I come up with my best ideas moments before falling asleep.
It's true. That's very true.
That's great, though. That would say that you are relaxed and adjusted. If you were coming up with a paranoid thought right before you went to sleep, that would be very, very bad.
But the one part that Josh didn't mention is that moment of time right when I'm falling asleep is about 10 hours long. It's all day. But if I'm in bed and I still need to get with my doctor to slow my brain down at night, the Prozac is not enough. But I do occasionally land on something that it turns into something, which is, it's very cool. I like it. I pay attention to my sleepy mind.
Many of your ideas have come that way. I believe that's where Stump the Mimic came from.
Stump the Mimic. That did come from there. And well, but to be clear, Hicks, Nicks, Sticks, Picks came from a literal fever dream. That was where that came from. Close from enough. COVID. Yeah, it was close. It was
close. But the Stump the Mimic was successful. I'm just kidding.
Are you kidding, though, Mike? Are you kidding?
It's doing way better than we expected.
It is.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'm just having a little fun. I can't help myself.
So, Mike, it is a little fun. It's very little fun. It's almost minuscule.
Maybe Thursday we can get the Danish Prime Minister talking about Danish.
I would like to talk to him about it.
Don't get me going on that because really, it's just terrifying to me.
Don't want Mike to storm a church.
I just think it's really, really, it's so weird. It's so weird. What are we doing? Is he going batshit? Josh, is he like going out of his mind? I mean, because this is like, even for him, it's bad judgment. You know what I mean?
I understand the logic. I do not understand the hard push.
No, but it's an ally, dude. It's one of our great allies. And, you know, well, I mean, Denmark, come on,
but
man.
What it has to do with, Mike, it's he wants out of NATO. He's not saying it, but he wants out of NATO. And I think that's the way to get out of NATO. He's always wanted out of NATO.
Yeah, he doesn't like being parts of a club.
My fear is he buys Greenland for like $90 billion or whatever it's going to cost. And then we get a Democrat president that just gives it back. And it's like we just wasted all that money.
I just think that when you're talking about the threat from Russia, which he doesn't consider seriously.
Right. Well, he's buddies with them.
It's just a strange world. I just want to have, I mean, every single week is chaos of some kind or another. It's just exhausting. Republicans are exhausted by it. I talk to them all the time. It's the first time they don't talk about the dude anymore. When there's not an election, they don't talk about this guy.
Did you see the memo that he put out on White House stationery about getting his own Nobel Peace Prize, and he's not interested in it anymore. But it was so weird to see the way he writes.
Did he talk to the Prime Minister of Norway, right? Is it the Prime Minister or the President of Norway?
I believe that was a letter to Norway saying, well, since you didn't give me the Nobel Peace Prize, I don't care anymore about peace. I'm going to go for Greenland.
But it's literally on the White House letterhead, and it looks like an extended TikTok. He's got words that are capitalized that are wrong. The punctuation is off.
It's completely and utterly unhinged.
Yeah, I don't care for it.
And how many? I think we got to start the countdown. How many days left do we have to go through this? Really? I mean, I think it's countdown to Congress having a little ability to maybe check and balance. That's what the whole government's designed for: checks and balances.
Yeah.
And so we've got till November, right? Till November with the midterm elections.
If that's he doesn't cancel them.
Oh, hey, let me turn my comments on. Oh, was that a new one you added to that?
No, that's always been there. Mike, it's Paul Price who sent us some money. So thank
Paul
you for
Price
20 bucks, Paul.
Good guy. Paul, if you ever happen to be in the D.C. area and you're thinking about a little weekend getaway, I urge you to take a trip down to one of the many fine bodies of beachfront that we have in the D.C. area. You got your Rehoboth, your Dewey Beach, your Ocean City, and on the way down, right by the Bay Bridge, right before you get down there, is a wonderful restaurant, Paul Price, that you can enjoy some of the Whitehall's fabulous fare, including Whitehall's really delicious fruit fritters.
Now, you know who doesn't like fruit fritters, Mike, is the Danish Prime Minister.
No, he likes regular Danish.
He does. Cherry, almond, all the classic flavors.
One of the things that the guy in Goodfellas says, they got good Danish there, right before he gets the ice pick in the back of the head.
Right. Danish
Here's
pastry.
Your Danish in movies. So last night, big talk down here with Miami and Indiana in the national championship, and not a disappointment. I'll tell you, football fans, you have feasted with the NFL playoffs and the college playoffs and then the college championship and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Absolute feast for football fans. And, you know, no slowing of the baseball comings and goings in the offseason as well. It's a good time. Thank God it's a good time to be a sports fan. It really is because there's a lot going on. However,
I enjoyed the Carson Beck interview where they said, how have you balanced your college classes and this game? And he said, I haven't gone to class in 2 years. I graduated 2 years ago.
Great. Good for him.
Listen, it is so fun to watch. But once again, these networks no longer want to put any real personality in the booth. They want to put a safe guy and a guy that is so bland that he has trouble masking his loyalty to one particular team. And if you're like me, who was kind of leaning towards Miami, the Hurricanes, I didn't have a dog in the fight between the Hoosiers and the Hurricanes, but I will tell you, Kirk Herbstreit is another one of these Ken dolls, you know, never played in the NFL, kind of a backup at Ohio State until his last year. There he is.
Oh, Hazel.
Stick that chest out, Ohio State boy. Yes, sir. And he was so excited for Indiana. Not so much for the Miami Hurricanes. And I can understand why. His background would probably indicate that, you know, the Midwestern sensibilities probably permeate his Ohio existence.
And someone's got to care for Indiana. Because it's not like they've got a big following. It's not like people expected them in this game.
There were more Indiana fans in the the Hard Rock Stadium than
never
there
been
were
there.
Miami people with their red.
They'd never seen water before. That's good to be in Miami. Mike, would you take that, what was his name, Herbstreit?
Herbstreit.
Would you take him
Herbstreit
over a bloviating person like Chris Collinsworth?
Yeah, I would definitely take Chris Collinsworth before Kirk Herbstreit.
Because he's pretty hard to take, too.
He is hard to take, and he was one of the early pioneers of the vanilla, boring X's and O's analysts. We don't have any fun anymore. You're not allowed to have any fun.
If you want to isolate like the most fun that Collinsworth is having during a game, and this will be his comment, it'll be like, oh, look at that. I told you. That's what, you know, that. There you go. That's his analysis.
It's really,
NFL. Yeah. And announcers are worse than ever now because it's every play. It's let's check the rules analysis. And the rules analysis guys get more play than the color guys.
But as far as the national championship won by Indiana last night, a great football game.
And you love this. You love the state.
The state of Indiana?
Yes, you do.
Oh, yeah. None better.
You love driving through it. You love the people.
Well,
I know that.
It's mostly, look, I haven't spent a lot of time in the state. It's the people that I've gotten to know down here.
What they've done, Josh, is they've brought Indiana to Mike.
Everybody. So I'm playing, shocker, I'm playing a golf tournament yesterday.
Right.
And I take my kid in the morning to get some long pants. It's cold. We can talk about that later. But okay, Florida, you can go back to your regular temperatures now. You know, I mean, did you get any snow, Josh, up at the part of Florida?
I think there was snow about 90 minutes further, like
it's crazy.
Northwest.
Wow. I think we're done. I think we can say now, okay, we've had our little taste of winter. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let it go away. But I see this discounted $19 fleece hoodie.
Yep.
And I'm like, that'll be perfect because it's going to be a high temperature of 59 degrees, and that'll be perfect to go out on the golf course. And I happen to have a red Titleist hat that goes with it. And if I had one dink, I had 30. Hey, you pulling for the Hoosiers? I'm like, oh, nope.
They could have said, what, do you want to make America great again?
I didn't bring politics into it.
How much play during the game did they talk about the fact that his backup quarterback is his younger brother?
Is it really?
It's such an Indiana story to me.
Does he look like a bird, too? Because Mendoza looks like a bird. Can we get a picture of Mendoza, the quarterback for... he's hawk-like.
Mike,
he has that kind of quarterback vision where he looks like a hawk. He really does.
And it looks like you're going to get your wish because Fort Myers is 60 right now, but you have a high of 71 today.
Very
and
exciting.
Later on this week, you'll be in the upper 70s, 83 on Friday.
Well, it's a good
opportunity. With limited visibility, but it'll be nice.
It's a good opportunity to, you know, do things in of doors and get things taken care
We've
of.
Got,
now, there he is. Hawk-like.
Bird! Ha! Ha! Caw! Caw!
Don't like him.
You don't?
No, I don't.
How about that mic flag there? That's just football's duh.
I don't like it.
That's the championship logo.
That's the championship logo. Isn't that clever?
It looks stupid.
Brought to you by Great Clips. Like,
it does look like something that would be on like a Carvel ice cream cake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. And he did it. He did it and the other guy didn't.
It's championship puss.
And then they were complaining about the quarterback for Miami walking off without shaking hands. How tough tits. I mean, really, give me a break here. So what? You lost the game. You're a little salty. That's fine. Yeah, I like that. I like the other kid. You know, didn't do the right thing. Yeah, shake hands. You know, come on. It's not the NFL. They can meet up for the draft. Yeah, amen. Yeah. But really, we have been experiencing it down here. And I think that I have now officially become a Florida man all the way where, you know, it's laughable, I know, to you up north that say 61 degrees is too cold, but it
feels like 12 in Leesburg this morning. And they're calling for about a foot of snow this weekend.
Really? Well, yeah. Are you excited or not excited?
Out of my mind. I love it.
You love it. Yeah.
Both my son and my wife, of course, are excited because that means no work for them if there is a blizzard. It has to be a really bad blizzard to make it hard for me to get to work. Because you're downstairs. Yes.
Not work, everything, right? I mean,
well, you might be surprised.
What do you mean?
Well, it has to do with my mother and the silver.
Oh, okay. All right. Is that a tease?
Yeah. It is a big tease.
Get to it after the news.
Yeah. Now you got me really thinking about that.
Mm-hmm. Now has it hit Robert yet, though, that on his snow day, he still won't get away from his boss?
That's true. He still has to be with Carrie.
Can I get a little bit more of a tease? Are you saying in a roundabout way?
If I did this to
hold
you,
hold on. Let me ask
kill
the
me.
Question, though.
All right.
And you can decide whether you or not you want to answer it.
All right.
Does the windfall in and around this silver issue affect you personally? That's the only question. Of course it does. Do you think you'd be involved if it didn't?
Everything always goes up Rob's way.
As you know.
No, don't turn it that way. No, the fact is that, you are motivated by, what Rob wants.
This was something that
no,
was
I think
brought
it's,
to
I don't
me.
Think that's the case. I think it's other people love Rob.
Yeah, or feel sorry for Rob or want to really sort of make best the days that Rob has left.
But that's, I think it's time to move on.
But Mike, it did benefit me in a way that was much more than I expected. Mike, I finally have my defibrillator.
Okay, thank you. Well, thank you. We have to do something here.
We should do a thing.
We have a very celebrity heavy news. When I say that, that means the news sucks today. This time of year, when I need my wardrobe to be its best, that's why I'm all about Quince.
Yes.
They make it easy to look sharp. Great for the winter. Find gifts that last. Mongolian cashmere sweaters.
Love that sweater.
That'll warm you to the cockles. Italian wool coats. Quince pieces crafted from premium materials and built to hold up without luxury markup. Quince makes the essentials every guy needs. Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50. Italian wool coats that look and feel designer. And denim and chinos that fit just right. Plus, down jackets, wool top coats, and leather styles that are built to last. And if you get a great jacket or a great coat, there's nothing like it.
Especially,
you're right. That's what I would look. That's the quality you want in these garments. You want them to last. It's everything you actually want to wear, built to hold up season after season. And I think that there's not enough of that in clothing manufacture these days. I got a cashmere sweater perfect for the Florida winters, which I am using because it's cold down here.
You need that thermal activity, Mike.
It's great. It looks amazing, and I love it. It sure came in handy. It's just been really unusually cold down here. Get your wardrobe on point and your gift list handled with Quince. Don't wait. Go to quince.com/TMOS for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/TMOS. Free shipping. Why are you leaving me without music during half of this commercial?
Because you are almost done, and it'll go into the sounder here.
That's quince.com/TMOS. Once again, quince.com/TMOS. Free shipping and 365 days day returns. Quince is fantastic. You'll enjoy it like I do. Quince is spectacular. I know you will love it. All right. There we go.
Now, today, Josh, this is exciting. And Josh has only been with us less than 2 years, so I'd like to sometimes explain some stuff. This is what is a segment that Mike does occasionally, and it's called Celebrity Heavy Tidbits.
Yeah. Michael B. Jordan.
No, it's great.
Michael B. Jordan starts. I'd like to point out to our listeners, this is my lead story.
Okay, thank you.
Michael B. Jordan doesn't look like a guy who'd get teased, but it happened because of his name.
What?
I don't know if you've noticed, but it kind of sounds like the name of a famous athlete.
No one wants to be compared to the greatest.
Yes. Yeah, right.
He's just like there is a tennis player named B. Jordan, and she's great.
He says, quote, "I got teased so much to the point where I almost changed my name. But he ultimately realized that being compared to the other Michael Jordan was, quote, part of the alchemy that made me who I am today. Mm. It definitely made me want to be competitive. I wanted to be great at something, if not for nothing else at the time, just to feel like I had my own identity."
Yeah.
He adds, quote, "I feel like I'm walking in that and will continue to do so big time. We got a lot more things to do. We're just getting started." And he's quite accomplished in the area of cinema.
Yeah, you know, it's sad when a name limits somebody. Robert went to school, elementary school, with a kid, and his name was Adolf B. Hitler. And he was always teased for his name. And he wasn't, you know, he wasn't a dictator or anything.
Are you...
His name was... There was no Adolf Hitler.
It's very much on your mind, though.
Right, and it's the middle name that you should make fun of Michael B. Jordan for.
Yeah, it's very, very strange. Oh,
What's his middle name?
Yeah, he's got a middle name. Well, I forgot what it was. What is it?
Bakari.
Bakari. Yep, there you go. Kelly Clarkson. I am so sorry, Rob. I'm really, really sorry. She's expected to call it quits on her daytime talk show.
Well, what am I going to do with my day?
After 7 seasons you've had her, she's going away.
Kelly B. Clarkson.
One source says it's definite, and another said it's, quote, "likely it will not go on. Her show has a lot to put on." Yeah, okay. And looking at the landscape across daytime television, it's not sustainable anymore. It's probably worth mentioning that Kelly's contract expires this year.
Well, yeah.
There were rumors last year that she would leave her show and could be replaced by another favorite of our man on the lip, Hoda Kotb.
Hoda.
It wasn't clear at the time, but Kelly had... Hoda B. Kotb
will be singing songs of other artists.
It wasn't clear at the time, but Kelly had taken a leave of absence to care for her ex-husband during his cancer battle. So I didn't know she was going through
that. She is really talented. And actually, if you want to watch any of that daytime drivel, hers is the best show. The person to get rid of is...
Jennifer Hudson?
Jennifer Hudson's show, Mike. Jennifer Hudson continually looks... like she's surprised she's on television. Yeah. She is not comfortable. Jennifer B. Hudson is not a good talk show host.
Is she still on the air?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
might need to pivot. Sorry about that. Where's my thing now? Come on. Jesus, what's going on today? Thank you, Josh,
for Jennifer Hudson.
You know, when I think about music, there's one band that you know I can't live without, and that's Poison.
Yeah, yeah.
Poison was supposed to celebrate its 40th anniversary with a tour this year, but it's not happening, and it's supposedly Bret Michaels' fault.
Now, this is weird, because Bret has a great reputation.
Poison is an anomaly in rock, a band that's lasted 4 decades with its original lineup. That doesn't happen very often.
No.
Bret on the microphone, CeCe DeVille on guitar, Bobby Dahl on bass, and Ricky Rocket on drums, but apparently...
Is Ricky B. Rocket, is that his real name?
Ricky with 2 K's.
Oh, I got respect for him then.
Yeah, don't lose that number.
No.
But apparently, Bret thinks he's a little more equal than the other guys, and he demanded 600% more than them.
Wow.
Rocket says, quote, "I got to do my Rocket voice."
Yeah, do your Rocket voice.
"He wanted the lion's share of the money to the point where it makes it not possible to even do it. Hey, what are you doing here?" I think of all those guys as being Californians, right?
Hey, Rocket.
Yeah.
Do you think anyone would darken the door of like the Bayou or Hammerjacks if it was Poison without Bret Michaels?
Well, it's, you know, $6 to every $1 for the rest of the band. You can't just work. And the drummer said, "You can't work that way."
Well, he's already paid for his kit. Yeah, I mean,
how much money is there?
He says, quote, I don't do this just for the money. I do have a love for this, absolutely. But at the same time, you don't want to go out and work really hard just to make somebody else a bunch of money. Rocket says, finding a replay. By the way, I'm on Rocket's team with this. You know, if you're team in a Rocket? Band, you're in a band. Yeah, Team Rocket. Rocket says, finding a replacement for Brett and doing the tour without him is not out of the question, but it's not something he wants to do. Mm. Here's the quote. I'm not quarreling with Brett. We just didn't come to an agreement, dude. I don't like it, and I'll say that, but it's not like let's put up our dukes, okay?
Put up your what?
Our dukes. I don't think there's a better front man for Poison.
Yeah.
I give him that.
And I want to congratulate Poison after 40 years and one hit record for keeping it together.
Yeah. That's it, man. What are you doing here? All right.
Rocket.
I know my battery's draining faster. You don't need to tell me that, okay? Thank you, though.
Is that on your computer or your internal battery?
It's on my computer. Okay. 9 new emojis are set to hit phones and keyboards in the next year or so, but the list is not set in stone, and one of them might still change.
Ooh!
You're listening to the Essiest News in the World.
Oh, these are great emojis, though.
A nonprofit called the Unicode Consortium decides which ones to add, and they quietly posted a list of them. Face with squinting eye was on the list, but it might get knocked out by cracking face, which you see up there in the left-hand corner.
I don't like cracking face. No, I don't think that's useful.
What is cracking face supposed to show?
You're having a breakdown.
Like, I am? Okay.
Squinting eyes could mean something small and you can't see it, or it could mean you're suspicious.
Something looks a little sus, Mike.
Something suspicious. Let's see the other ones we have. Cracking face, right thumb, left flum. We got that up there. Butterfly. Yep. Mm-hmm. Is it a butterfly?
Mm-hmm.
Butterfly net.
I like butterfly net for crazy people. I think that's a strong one.
Lighthouse.
Looks like Barnegat, the Barnegat Bay. Yeah.
Lighthouse. Eraser, pickle, and let's see. Whatever the final nine are, they won't hit most phones until early 27.
And you know, how long before pickle becomes green penis? That's what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be something like that and an eggplant and a water.
Well, that's why they're introducing it. The eggplant was getting too much of a run.
I understand. Yeah, some competition.
I understand, but I also understand that's why this newscast is what it is today, and I make no apologies. Just want to say thank you for listening. A new study found that this is my favorite story in the news today.
Okay,
the last
good.
Two, but this one's my favorite.
All right.
A new study found once you've been a parent for a while, gross stuff doesn't seem so gross anymore. I totally agree with that.
100%.
Researchers in England had volunteers look at disgusting pictures of things like vomit, feces. They mixed in normal photos, too. The goal was to track how fast people clicked away from the gross ones. 99.
Here's a picture of vomit, here's a picture of feces, and here is a picture of Michael B. Jordan.
99 of the volunteers were parents. 50 of them didn't have kids, and it turned out the non-parents were way more likely to click away in disgust. The ones who did have kids almost seemed unfazed by it. I would.
You have to be.
Like the gross stuff was par for the course. They barely avoided the photos at all. It makes sense that years of poopy diapers and runny noses would desensitize you. I will tell you, when I see a toddler with that nasty nose run, I still get bothered by it. I've never quite understood that.
Well, yeah, but you're
one.
Not disgusted by it. You're worried by it.
No, I'm grossed out by it.
Really?
I hate that green, yellow snot that like lives on the, you know, and the parents don't. If you just deal with it. Deal with it quickly. That's
I've dealt with it
say.
All. The thing that still gets me, though, is puke. I don't like puke.
They figured out exactly when it starts. New parents start getting desensitized around the 6-month mark. That's poopy diapers. Mm-hmm. Right after their kid starts eating solid food.
It changes. It really does.
It's like, oh, it's not meconium anymore. Ooh, look at
him. Mike, 20 points for the use of that word.
Still remember it like
it's
it was
good
yesterday.
One, yeah.
Finally today, 37-year-old woman. She is Lindsay Josephsburg.
Yeah.
She ordered a Lyft from a Family Dollar last week and a Family Dollar Lyft ride.
Everybody got Family Dollar plastic forks.
Family Dollar nachos.
Family Dollar ice cream bar.
Family Dollar spatula set.
Family Dollar 9 new icons.
Family Dollar lip balm.
Family Dollar Hanukkah decoration.
Family Dollar rain tarp.
Family Dollar vibrating marriage tool.
Family Dollar home meth making kit.
Family Dollar shiv.
Let's see. When the driver got there for at the Family Dollar, when the driver arrived, she asked him to help her load her bags into the back. While he was doing that, Lindsay went up front, got in the driver's seat, and drove away Honda Accord. But she didn't get far. The driver still had his iPhone inside the vehicle, which he had been using for navigation, and the authorities were able to track it down using the Find My Phone app. Lindsay had apparently just driven herself home.
Duh.
And when the police arrived, she admitted to stealing it. But that's not all. The police also found a pink glass pipe with cocaine residue in her purse, along with Xanax.
There's always something else.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a late 70s female partner. It was called Xanax and Cocaine. That was our show. And Cocaine and Xanax. I was cocaine, she was Xanax.
That's right. I remember It was sort of like a continental breakfast thing. You'd argue about the silliest things.
Yeah, cocaine and Xanax. Did a morning show, but it had an unusual start time.
What time?
Midnight. Anyway, that's it. I don't understand.
And it went to 11 p.m.
Went to 11 p.m. final day. Yeah, that's right, cocaine. You tell him, Xanax. All right. I want to hear about silver and gold. We'll talk to Rob about what sounds like it may be some very good news right after this. But hey, Nausea, just shut the F up.
Yeah,
I'm in control now.
Yeah.
Relief Band. It's the original anti-nausea wristband, clinically proven, drug-free, doctor recommended. It stops nausea from motion sickness, migraines, anxiety, hangovers, morning sickness, chemo, and more. Just strap it on and adjust the intensity and feel the relief kick in. Or you could strap it on as opposed to strap it on. It works fast with zero side effects. The new Premier Plus Relief Band model goes even further with smart skin sensing technology, a built-in digital clock, and next-level nausea control. Sounds too good to be true, but it is true. It works. I've had it. I've used it out on fishing trips. It's magic. It's science, hospital developed, doctor backed, life changing, and it keeps me looking great. It's not for that. It's not decorative. It's functional.
I forgot about that part.
So if you want to cure your nausea problems fast, join the hundreds of thousands of people who are nausea-free with Relief Band. Right now, there's an exclusive offer just for Mike O'Mara Show listeners. If you go to reliefband.com and use promo code TMOS, you will receive 20% off plus free shipping. So head to reliefband.com and use our promo code TMOS for 20% off plus free shipping. All right, so the last time we checked, you had gone to a couple of places to get your mother's silver collection appraised.
Exactly.
And, you know, because it's money and it's valuable, you were stuck to her like flies on poop.
That's true, but to be fair, I was invited by her to come help organize and do all the stuff.
Yeah,
but Mike, to know that it's money, I just love money. Handling money, it goes back to when I would work at the vegetable stand or even Safeway to a certain extent. It's fun to deal with cash. I like that, and people don't get to do that anymore.
So the game plan going in, you were not satisfied with the appraisals of the coins and the silver bits that were given to you at the previous locations.
Yeah, they gave my mom originally got a flyer in the mail, and it was the Traveling Silver and Collectibles Roadshow at the Ashburn Motel in Crack Den. And we went there, and they made an offer. And it seemed a little low, and we said, we'll think on it.
And he was a dick, right? The guy that lowballed you?
He was good. He was very slick. He was friendly. But he did have a Nazi guy, because remember, I sold him my Nazi stuff.
Who's the guy that gave you the time of day?
Mike, that was the strip mall in, I guess you would call it Chantilly, but outer Chantilly.
And he was prickly.
He was not only prickly, he had a store that you had to be rung into, like you're in a diamond merchant in New York City.
Gotcha.
And he said, I could buy it. I can't meet today's prices, but I can write you a check today, but you have to hold the check for 8 days.
Yeah. Screw him.
Yeah. Okay, so we were out of there like nobody.
And business. Then you got a good price from the other guys at the
Old
show.
Town, at Old Town Fairfax, we went to a place called Penny Pincher, which actually shares a building, it turns out, with Chad Dukes' store.
Mm-hmm. The Commonwealth
Dry Goods. Yeah, Commonwealth Dry Goods. So I was very pleased to go in there, and we got an offer there that was not just higher, but significantly higher by several $1,000s.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote us a check that day. And so my mom got this money. And once the check cleared, she called me and she said, you know, when I first got this flyer and decided to sell this silver, I had sort of something in mind. And I said, well, to get the money. She said, yeah, but also it's been too long since you've had a car. And now I'm a little flush financially and more than I thought I'd be. Let's go out this weekend and buy you a car. And even as...
Whoa, hold on a second. Your mom, when she got the money...
It turns out that she kept to herself, her driving motivation, no pun intended, was to get money enough that she'd get some of it and that she could buy me a car to get around town.
So
my mom is the greatest.
You took the money from, the offer from the show. That's she took offer.
No, we took the offer from the third guy that was up like about, I would say maybe 20 to 25% higher than
that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. That's so awesome. When did she drop this wonderful news about the automobile on you?
She said on Friday when she said, when the check clears, we can go buy something. And so I went to a website of a dealership that I like. And looked around, and they had a car that I liked at a decent price. And
was it the car we both like so bad?
No, it's not.
It's Rob. One guess on what?
Whoa! What was that? Did you hear that, Rob?
Yeah,
was that me?
No,
Josh, I think it's
Josh,
me. I'm gonna
Josh
restart.
Clicking and buzzing.
You got to restart. And but we'll wait. We'll pad and wait for you, Josh, because I want Josh involved in this discussion too.
Yeah, let me restart.
Okay. Right.
He's going to restart his.
But it really, sound. I mean, you know, it feels greedy. And I told her it's very,
not
very.
If she offers it.
It's very generous. And she was dead set. She said, this is the thought that put this entire plan in motion.
I have to ask this question.
Yeah.
Because how was it received by your wife?
That was the one thing that was a little bit of a sticking point when I said, this is what Sharon has offered, my mom, Sharon. And she says, well, yeah, but what about insurance and gas and all of that? I said, well, you know, insurance on an 11-year-old car is not that high. As a matter of fact, by the time I added it and adjusted some things for Robert's policy, because she and me and Robert are on the same policy, it actually went down $60.
All right, before you give us the big reveal, I'd like to get your mindset with this. So she makes the offer. I'm sure you said, no, you don't need to do that.
Yeah,
and
then she says,
and then you get excited about it because it's you're a dude and it's a car.
And I've been without a car for almost a year.
It's ridiculous. And so the thing is, she's going to give you this, this help for the car. And the question I have is because this is you and your mom.
Right.
And not related to the familia.
Right.
And it's not. This is her gift to you.
Yeah.
And did you think, I'd like to get something that I really want, even if it's used?
I wanted, and I asked if it was too much to ask for a 2027 Escalade. And she said, that's above the budget.
I don't have the $140,000.
No, but you. I looked at, and it wasn't hard to find a car that I liked because in a land of Corollas.
Can we play a guessing game?
Well, Josh knows what it is.
I know. And I think Mike should be able to.
No, you're still, clicking. You're completely
messed
up.
I'm doing restarting everything.
Okay.
Yeah, he's all right. Now,
in a land of Corollas and Kias, and, you know, if you want to keep it under, say, like, I'd say the big sort of dividing line is $10,000 with cars right now. And if you go below $10,000, you get sort of a beater, sort of a small utilitarian car. If you go above $10,000, you get something a little better. That's the way it seemed as I was searching the websites. And then I find one that was under 10 and it was old-ish, but looked really pretty in the pictures. And for, it was a 2014, and for that to have just about 100,000 miles, that's not much because it's 10,000 miles a year. And also I saw the Carfax report and it had been maintained meticulously.
Well, there's certain cars that are going to be okay if they have that kind of mileage. Is it, let me ask some questions here. Is it of the SUV variety?
No, it is a sedan, a four-door
it
sedan.
It is a sedan. Is it manufactured here in the United States? No, it won't say manufactured. Is it a United States car?
It's not known as an American car company.
It's not an American car company. That's good.
Thank you.
Is the
And you know, car- I used to be decidedly... pro-American, so this is sort of a big step for me.
Yeah, well, the way I get it, the way I get it with high-mileage automobiles is that certain American-made trucks can be a little bulletproof, but as far as sedans, that's going to be a slippery slope.
Well, so I will say that I did some research and talked to my buddy Brad, who,
he's a car guy.
He is a car guy and was an ASC-certified mechanic, and when I told him the engine was what it was, he said that's good for about 400,000 to 500,000 miles.
That's awesome. Welcome to our little British import that we have in the driveway right now.
So, Mike, what you need to do is to perhaps change your thinking. It's not an electric car.
Okay.
Nor does it run on gasoline.
It's a hybrid.
It's a diesel.
It's a diesel. Well, yeah. All right. And, well, diesel is a form of, diesel's diesel.
And there's only one manufacturer that does diesel.
Volkswagen.
Exactly. Nailed it. It's a 2014 Volkswagen Passat that looks like it was garage kept. It is shiny and beautiful. The interior is immaculate, and it has just about every option you could. I was reading the manual and shaking my head. I guess the Germans aren't big on driving safety because, it has one of those little entertainment screens in it, for your TV. We can put the navigation or your radio. So this car has a built-in DVD player with screen in the front.
Not many people would look at that as a positive except for you. I like that.
I ran home and I got an Elvis DVD and I threw it in there and I said, this is fantastic.
Isn't this great?
But it drives, it is a little engine. It's a four-cylinder engine, but it is a diesel and it's the TDI diesel, I guess is what they call it.
And it's sensible transportation.
But it is quick off the line too. It
How
is
do you,
fun.
Do you fit in?
That's
nicely?
The most shocking thing. Because Robert is taller than me, but I'm wider than Robert. Now Robert has a Jetta, and I was amazed at how roomy a Jetta was.
So the product.
Yeah, but the Passat, the inside feels like a big car.
Josh, don't you think the older VWs might be reliability better than the most recent ones?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I wouldn't buy a newer one. The older ones and the diesel engines, what you want.
And the around town mileage on it estimate is 40 miles to the gallon.
Close the garage door just to get the smell of the diesel because it smells so nice?
Mike, I haven't been in a closed garage with a running car for at least 2 months.
Awesome. How does Mrs. Spiewak like it? Yeah. How does Mrs. Spiewak like the automobile?
She loves it. She does. Mm-hmm. And she says, maybe we can trade and you can have the other car. I said, no, I think we'll keep things as we are as long as you can remember to change the oil. Mm-hmm. That's all I ask of you. Just change that oil.
Okay.
So it is. And the weird thing is I got a text today that I've got a prescription ready. Shocking. And I said, oh, God, now I've got to figure out a way to get. And I said, no, I don't. I've got a car. I can go get my own prescription.
But, do you now make excuses to go places? Because, you're free. You're free after we get done taping this show. You are a free man to go wherever you want to go.
I've got errands to run today. It's awesome.
That's good.
It is totally awesome. And, it's not like we were singing, crying poor mouth with two cars for three people. But I'm also loathe to ask Robert to borrow his car because it's not right for a dad to borrow his son's car.
Yep.
And he should have his car.
And what was the reason your last car, did it blow up or something like that? Your last one?
It's seized.
Oh, it's seized because there was an
Remember, on the way to a Capitals game that Rob wasn't invited to.
Can you imagine how much cheaper it would be to change the oil than to buy a car? I've run a T-chart, Mike, and no matter how you figure it, it's always cheaper to change the oil. Change the oil and buy silver and still have less money.
What was the car that seized?
It was the Sonata.
The Kia, Hyundai, yeah, you're better off.
The Kia Sonata. Sorento. It's all the same.
I think that's a win.
I think that is a win.
You know, if we have a minute
here. I sent Josh a picture. Could you bring up the really stupid picture of me with my car?
I do.
Oh, okay. Wow. I want to see what color it is.
Would you like to guess?
Gray.
It's black, but a really shiny black. And black interior. Something really cool about it is that there it is, me and my car.
There he is, happy boy.
Very happy.
Is that like a tan interior? Is that a saddle?
I think it's
interior?
A black.
It's black interior, but the weird thing is, and they talk about it in the Volkswagen manual, that's a leather seat, but the interior, you know, like the sides are shiny leather. But the middle strip is like suede, so you don't slip down
in the
seat.
It's Volkswagen leather. It's a high grade vinyl.
But I am so excited with it.
Have you farted in it yet?
Twice. And that was before I bought it.
It's yours.
But you know what the only sticking point in the purchase was?
The fart?
No.
Okay. All right.
It came with one key fob.
Yeah.
And I said, I want a second key, and they wouldn't bend on it, and they wouldn't bend on it.
Because that's $400 or something like that, right?
So we split it. It was actually, they were trying to charge me $500 for the key fob. And I said, don't you think that 5% of the purchase price is too high for a key? Don't you think that's a little high?
That's 5% of a car? That's knowledge. That's it.
And they said, well, yeah, but at this and that and this and that. And I said, how about we split it? And so, yeah, they did it for $250, and I'll have someone coming out to the house. Because if you don't have an extra key, why?
Because I would say it differently. I would say, that's 5% of the price of the car. And look how much that car weighs. And I'll show you how much this key fob weighs. And I'd throw it right off his forehead. Bounce it right off his noggin, right in the front.
My salesman, I think this might have been his first sale ever.
Beat him up.
Because several times his manager had to come over and it was like, how are we doing today? And meanwhile, my salesman was like, gosh, I don't know. I was really hoping we could close this today.
Well, reliable transportation, hard to come by. And I don't know. This has nothing to do with anything Rob is talking about other than automobiles.
Okay.
I am super paranoid. And I don't talk about this a lot since my big accident a couple of years ago when I totaled my car on the superhighway. I will tell you that one of the great fears I have is not me. Hitting something, but getting rear-ended. And I should
look
not...
Look out!
You know what? I'll send it to you tomorrow, Josh. I shouldn't have watched this. It's a guy, big fat guy, in a car, and he's at a stop sign or a stoplight, and he gets hit by a car directly in the back going 60 miles per hour. And he broke three places in his back, and his shoulder had to be completely reconstructed. And I've always thought, I just remind people, you know, you should be in a situation where you can extricate from both something in front of you and something in back, which means left or right side. So you can pull over if somebody's coming up. But it is, I don't know, it's a scary thing. I think the older VWs are pretty good on crashing.
And in that situation, many times you can't even see the guy coming.
You can't.
Yeah,
because he comes from behind. You're not watching.
Yeah, I watched this video a couple of times, and you really can't tell. And all of a sudden, he looks in the rearview mirror, and the moment he realizes it, bam, he gets hit in the back.
Actually, Mike, they ignore stop signs. People are ignorant of stop signs at times. Yep. And because of this, I have a piece of beautiful video that I will move up to the prime slot for you when you see about people what happens when they ignore stop signs.
Congratulations.
It's not a rear ending, but
congratulations to you on the new vehicle. And Sharon, that's a really solid thing. That's what my mom would do. That's very cool.
Proven to be the greatest mom ever. I love her very much. And it's cool when you can be this old as I am, and your mother can still come out and surprise you with like a Christmas gift like that. That's
well,
just so cool.
And you're blessed to have her in your life. I think that's awesome, and I miss my mom.
I think I need to remind my parents that my car's been in the shop for 2 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
and
no,
time
because
for my mom to call
because then Matt will call your parents and say, "I want a better car than Josh."
Yes.
And I think I'll just go out to the cemetery and lie on the grass. Anyway, we've got some more.
Choose your spot.
Speaking of death, Josh went to the doctor. If weight loss...
has been on your mind, or you're just tired of the food noise, the cravings, the starting over every Monday, Carla from Dermglow Skin has you covered, working busily right now at her brand new store here in Fort Myers. Dermglow Skin, you can access doctor-guided weight loss programs designed for real life. No gimmicks, no judgment, and payment plans are available. HSA and FSA cards are welcome. Getting started is easy. All you do is head to that wonderful website, dermglowskin.com, click on the weight loss button, and after a quick online process, medical approval, and that's it. Your medication ships straight to your door. And while you're there, Carla just opened her brand new Dermglow Skin location right here in Fort Myers, Florida, fully stocked with professional skincare you can eat. No, I'm sorry, that you can shop
almost for none of the ingredients should be eaten.
No.
Almost all.
Make you sick in the tummy. Shop in-store or online. She ships everywhere, and she ships fast. So your skin can have a new year glow to match your new year goals. One website, two wins. Weight loss support and glow-worthy skin. Go to DermGlowSkin.com. That's DermGlowSkin.com. And start your new year the Dermglow way. We are doing a later taping because Josh had a doctor's appointment, fertility clinic.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Never done with that.
Never done with that? What does that mean? Does that mean you'll never have one because you're done
never
with it?
Never pause. Done with that.
Okay, good.
So that
two
means
separate things.
Never, like, maybe you had been in the past?
Everything's been corrected, so it's not a worry anymore.
Oh, Mike, pipes were cut.
Everything
joints were soldered.
I understand. So you went to the doctor today.
Speaking of slicing, I went to the doctor on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got LASIK, like, 15 years ago, and it's been failing. And that's known to happen, but they had a guaranteed...
They tell you that when you get it, that it's
they
a
do,
temporary
and they
fix.
Say, they, but they say, just come on by and we'll tweak it and adjust it and make it work. And it started to fail about 5 years ago.
Now, 15 years ago when you got it, were you a D.C. area, Baltimore area guy?
I got it done in Annapolis.
Okay, great. Oh, that's the capital for eye surgery in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I finally figured I just want to get it fixed.
Sure.
So I went on Friday to a place in Jacksonville that's part of the same conglomerate, so they got it done. And they do a thing now where it's something different called PRK, and they only did it to my right eye because of the healing process takes like a lot longer. And they say that if they fix my right eye, I'll be able to see far with my right eye and see short and read with my left eye.
That's
so I
fantastic.
Won't need reading glasses.
You'll have the rest of your life as a headache and walking in circles. I can't imagine having eyes that focus on different things.
It makes no sense to me. They say we give it a few months, and then we'll see. And if needed, they'll do the left eye as well.
So what did they tell you again about your vision with this procedure?
They fixed the right eye. So what they did is they did some type of laser thing where they cut off a piece of my cornea, or they thin it out.
Oh.
That then adjusts it. All I know is you go there. And you go and you lay down on this bed thing. They don't strap your head down or anything. They say, look at the laser. And you look at the laser, and they put drops in your eye to numb your eye. Then they tap on your eye and say, can you feel that? And you say, no. And then they say, all right, look, just don't move and look straight at the laser. They don't strap you down or anything. It's just look straight at the laser. And then suddenly you're smelling a burning sensation.
Oh, they're burning
your eye.
So you talk about this large conglomerate. Is this like a food truck or is it a building?
Food truck. You're an ass.
I don't know. It's LASIK something. LASIK Plus or something.
Okay. Oh, LASIK
but
Plus.
I think it's LASIK
it has
Plus.
HBO, I think.
And they say they can improve your vision with this, right?
They say they can. So what they do
that
is they...
is a lie.
I hope it's not a lie.
Get in the food truck.
So what they do is they burn it all off, and then they stick they glue like a contact like cover on your eye, and then they just say, "All right, go home."
Now, and does the contact stay or does it wear off and fall out?
I have to go back on Thursday morning for them to take out.
Did they do this
cover.
Morning?
No, they did this
Friday.
On Friday.
On Friday, you went back for a revisit today.
No, that's on Thursday.
Okay.
Today's delay was thanks to the St. Johns County court system.
Ah, that's the one. Okay. How'd it go there?
I said, hi, I am Josh, and yes, I can meet on March 25th. And that was about
great.
It.
I always thought when you went to the courthouse, you were volunteering, but you actually had business there today?
A little bit of business.
Okay.
That apparently no one wants to do, so it's put off again.
I don't want to invade your privacy, but you don't want to repeat what you said to the court reporter?
Certainly not.
You sure you don't?
What did I say?
You know what?
I don't remember.
Nice beaver.
No, no. That's no way to do it.
I'm no, sorry. But I did spend my
You're
time.
You're out of order.
I did spend my time after court and before the show creating a new shirt to go along with that sound for our new for our store.
Oh, great.
Do so we will have, I've got, yeah. I can
you got a prototype
you.
Yet?
I can show you a prototype of the artwork. Let me all pull right. it up. But and anyway, also, with the eye, it meant.
I'm sorry. My finger just slipped.
With the eye, it meant that all weekend, my right eye is blurry and I can't wear glasses. So it's been a huge pain all weekend. All I've done, I told Rob, all I've been able to do is sleep because the eye wants to close because it's sensitive to everything.
Right.
And then I just go to sleep. So
yeah, sleeping
is
good.
But hopefully Thursday they'll fix it. Here all is. Right. The prototype for the new shirt to go up on the store later today.
What you know what? Let's not even say it. Let's just say that you really got to see the video for this.
Or by the time this audio's out, you can probably go check out the store.
Exactly.
I love that. Yeah. I think that is so perfect.
And also, Josh, don't you have something brewing for Valentine's Day?
Well, yeah. I mean, we're going to have a commercial for the store tomorrow, but right. I put everything on sale for this week because we've got stuff to get rid of. And you know what? I will go ahead and share with you these great Valentine's Day shirts where you can choose your favorite cast member.
Oh, that is lovely.
Yep. And
that
we have a contest.
Lovely. Mm-hmm.
So we will have, I think we will have a contest and we will check at the end of February to see who has sold the most shirts.
I wish we got a close-up. Let me expand my picture here. And hold on. There we go.
Oh, I like all the right. graphics.
Well, what's your color?
Well, you can choose your color,
no,
right?
No, the person can choose their color.
And I don't like that color. I don't like that color. I don't like that color.
All right.
This is what Mike used to say when he worked at HR.
I don't like that. That's the color I like.
That's
I
nice.
Like red.
That's red. Yeah.
Yeah, I like red.
Well, because
red.
You love Indiana.
That's right. Indiana. Go Hoosiers. Yes, right.
So all the right. shirts are all the same, but we have three options and got them cheap for $20 so we can
that's
have a nice
wonderful.
Contest for who sells the most.
Love it all for right. Valentine's Day.
I'm on Team Mike, everybody.
Me too. Right.
We got to take a break when we come in. Do you have some beautiful video for us today?
I do. As a fact, remember, Mike, a story especially for people that ignore stop signs.
That's exciting. Each and every week, you know, we put on an extra hour of uncensored content. Loud. It's called the TMOS Bonus Show. And we've always tried to make access super easy so we can get the laughs directly to you. That's nice, right? Am I
yeah,
right?
Right.
Now we have a glorious upgrade to our distribution system that will make your life so much easier. It even reminds you when it's time to get your bonus show. It's called Supercast.
Supercast.
And it will get you your bonus show in three easy steps. When you subscribe, you get an email. You click your preferred podcast player icon, then you click subscribe, and you are done. Honestly, it's that easy. You can even gift memberships to loved ones. Every current bonus show member has been sent an email to set up their new account. It's all explained in your email. And if you have any questions, we'd love to hear from you. Josh@MikeOMaraShow.com is a great way to do it. Making the bonus show easy to access will help you help us. Because the bonus show remains the best way you can to support TMOS.
Oops, sorry, that's the wrong button. My bad.
But Mike.
What's that?
I thought you were going to play the other sound.
I messed up and I hit
yeah,
it. I wanted to hear this.
Hey, I like that.
At
some beautiful video.
Jerry.
I didn't know if you was done.
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
The red octagon that says stop, Mike. What does it mean?
The red stop sign? Stop.
Yeah, exactly. You have to stop, especially if you're at a T intersection and the road that is opposite your house has that stop sign. Don't be this guy.
Yeah, this is where the couch was, and I was laying down watching television.
Skip Cunningham says he's lucky to be alive after falling asleep on his living room couch, waking up to a car crashing into his home, landing on top of him. His home sits on State Route 126 in the town of Rush, County Route 162 across the street, coming to a T with 126.
Oh, here's the hole.
Say the roads were snowy.
Yeah. Next thing I knew, I woke up, and my blood running down my head, and laying on top of me. You know, and that guy's running around saying, sorry. I says, well, call 911.
Can you pause it for a second?
I can.
You know, if he eats an egg salad sandwich on Friday, he can enjoy it all the way through till Monday.
And I'm laying with a car on top of me, and I'm saying, call 911.
I was in the bathroom trimming my mustache. No, I wasn't.
Mike, I bet that he has a good egg salad-filled Sam Elliott mustache.
Yeah, well, at least Sam's is pretty well trimmed. Might be long, but it's trimmed.
13 staples to his head. His daughter, happy he's okay, and that he wasn't babysitting her niece.
Glad that, I mean, it didn't happen during the day when she was out there playing. I mean, you see all the toys and stuff.
She's got her mustache under control.
It was bad enough. It could have been so much worse.
Now, here's what's great.
Cunningham says this isn't the first time something like this has happened.
This guy.
In the 50 years that he's been living here, 5 times a car has missed the stop sign and ran into his driveway or house.
Don't you think he needs some Target Red Balls something?
There was a house like this in Arnold, Maryland, right near where I lived, that I saw this happen 3 times while I was there.
Finally, the last time,
they stopped fixing the front of the house because they didn't. Yeah. They knew it was just going to get destroyed.
You get a jersey, you get to 3. It's not going to be pretty, but you put it on the state side.
Mike, it can't work because that is a man who is obsessed with beauty.
No, you just get a big barrier. Decoratively, I've seen people that had that problem that put like a rock formation in their front yard.
I'm telling you, Target balls.
Yeah, the Target balls is the way to go. No one ever hits those.
No, well, but if you do, you feel it.
Target balls. That was, boy, I tell you, I made that movie in 1989 and went straight to video.
Wasn't it you and Sylvester Stallone?
Yeah, Target balls.
Target balls.
Mm-hmm. Yep. God damn it.
You know those, I have 2 stories about the little Uber Eats delivery robots. You've seen them around. They look like almost like a little R2 unit. And they can deliver your food without the aid of people coming. Mm-hmm. They just send them out. They're doing it in China. But the ones in China don't seem to be quite as effective as American ones because maybe they're not taking into account...
They're from Temu.
The condition of the roads. Here it comes.
Oh, man, this is not going to end well. This is not going to end well. Oh, here it comes. Hey, it didn't tip over, though.
Yeah, but it was almost just...
Can I see that one more time, please?
All I know, Mike, is when I order my food from Chinese food Uber Eats, my soda's always shaken up.
Yep.
Here it comes.
Charlie's running it. Uh-huh. Go right, no left. Left, right, right, right. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I like that its little eyes blink as it bounces. Yeah.
Is that, by the way, the narration for the video, or is that coming out of the machine?
I believe that is a PA in the machine.
Okay. Yeah, like, watch right. out.
Wow. Now, this next one that is related, Mike, it allows me to play one of my favorite Hollywood-style train sound effects, that of the Doppler train going by. I love this. So nice. If your Uber Eats robot stops, no big deal. If it stops on a train track, big deal.
Oh, boy. Not much left.
That
man
person
was putting cuffs.
I'm sorry, that those people did not get their KFC.
Can I see that one more time, too,
of
please?
Course,
I
missed. Yes.
Is it down? It's small. It's on
the it's right in it's dead center. You can see it.
Okay.
See it? Blue.
So yeah, I had to see it a second time to enjoy it.
It ran into that situation of it drove before the the bars came down. But then once the bar came down, it stopped because that's what it was trained to do.
I really like the fact that the only person that's aware that something's about to happen is a dog. Listen.
Gonzo. Gonzo.
I like that someone got out their camera to say, let's see what happens.
But they didn't talk. Mm-hmm. Mike, this is good. Mel Brooks used to have a bit about people that would go to the big resorts in upstate New York and eat a huge dinner and then try to sing and start at a note that's too high.
Catskills.
Yeah, exactly. And this guy is living proof of it when he finds his note for House of the Rising Sun, but he's starting too high.
It's the key. There is a house in New Orleans. They call.
I'm hating to make you do these all twice, but they have to be enjoyed a second time.
Here we go. Let's go way back to this guy.
He realizes that the octave is wrong.
His face after the first couplet is fantastic. Watch his face.
It's the key. There is a house in New Orleans.
He knows he's in trouble now.
I love that one.
Mike, that's there is a classic old Philadelphia anchor that we've played many times. His name might be Jim Donovan. I know his last name is Donovan.
They have a voice like that.
And he's retiring. But, Mike, there was one more thing on his bucket list.
Okay.
You know, it's sad. Philadelphia had a chance to go to the Super Bowl, and this is what they're watching on their televisions tonight.
Day has officially come. It's my final day here at CBS Philadelphia. Today, I am retiring. But before I do that, I had one last item to check off on my bucket list. As some of you know, over the years, I've amassed a large collection of socks. Around 7 or 8 years ago, people started noticing my colorful socks on TV and started sending me pairs. Sometimes I get several in the mail each week.
Wow.
So many socks that I thought, why not try to get into the Guinness Book of World Records? So after inventorying all of the socks, describing each one, photographing them, and putting them into a 262-page spreadsheet, we had fashion and textile program staff at Thomas Jefferson University come to the studio to do the official count. Juliana Guglielmi De Rosa and Janine Bailey Allen verified my count of all 1,531 unique pairs, no duplicates. And we've heard back. It's official. I now hold the Guinness World Record for the world's largest sock collection. Thank you to Juliana and Janine for their help.
Who says anchor people are shallow and mindless?
20 years a journalist, Mike. Yep. 20 years a journalist.
That's hard hitting right there.
It is.
Safe travels, ass.
And then, Mike, he ordered something from DoorDash.
And it stayed on the railroad tracks.
Let's close with this. Yesterday, 80th birthday to Miss Dolly Parton. Who doesn't love her? You know, she's about the best.
Mm-hmm.
And I love this classic quote from Dolly. Let's close with this to let you know you can achieve what you set out to do.
Beautiful girl, woman I had ever seen in my life. We didn't go to town that much, but when I would go to see her because she had these long red fingernails. She wore bright lipstick. She had peroxide blonde hair, wore tight clothes, short. And I thought she is the most beautiful thing I had ever seen. And my mother said, oh, she's just trash. She's just a tramp. And I thought, that's what I want to be when I grow up.
Happy birthday, Dolly. You make the world a better place.
You cannot recreate a Dolly Parton. Not even possible. That's it. We got to get out of here. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow. Thank you for the super chat. We love those every single day. The contest is on where you can get the I Love Don, I Love Mike, I Love Mark Ronick, I Love Oscar, I Love Josh, I Love Rob. No, it's just the three of us. I Love Rob, I Love Mike, I Love Josh. Those
are
the three t-shirts.
I Love John Nolan t-shirt. Is it not going to come now?
Oh, I Love Kirk. I Love Shamrock.
Don't love Shamrock.
Go through my entire career. Get those t-shirts and we'll see who sells the most of them. Very exciting. And we'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. For Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye, folks.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, radio entertainment.
Right. What do you want now?
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.
Hey, it's Gary Busey. Listen to this.